Here are Rovilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests. Good morning and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 17th of October, and here in Oroville is sunny morning on 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 33 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Today, the maximum ultraviolet index would be also extreme, 10. Winds from northwest at 3 km per hour with occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. Moon is still full, illuminated to 99%. But the weather forecast chart shows that monsoon supposed to start on Thursday. On Saturday 22nd, Red Cats invites us to Jazz Cafe at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, and following is a short interview with Amand and Dani, the initiators of the event. Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Dani, and welcome to our studio and welcome back to Orwell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This time, as you told me, you came back for a little bit longer period than usual, and you have something on your mind in the realm of music, of course. So what are you guys up to?
We're going to host a jazz cafe. And hopefully there's going to be something that's going to happen on a
frequent basis.
Dan and I are going to, you know, take this over, hopefully. And we're going to get a few musicians, namely Dan and I and Matt and Suresh and Rolf. Edu and his friends are going to be playing, Shakti and hopefully the his sisters, right? Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Hope I haven't forgotten anybody.
Basically, all the performing musicians in town, no?
That's the hope.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
And we're gonna celebrate our return, basically.
Well, that's cool. That's a really nice celebration. But you name it, Jazz Cafe, so it's more targeted. The music is more targeted on.
Yeah.
Let's say amplify music, or maybe.
Mostly, I guess. The jazz part of it will mainly be. Shanks, myself, Suresh, Matt, and Rolf be playing five or six standards, and
But you and Dad, as you said, you're gonna step back on the memory lane with all the rock and roll classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Grateful Dad, some Steely Dad.
You gonna open the event with that?
I don't know. We haven't actually sat down and worked out the format yet, but probably Jeremy probably would start. The event on that day, so and then we proceed from there.
Some jazz, some rock, some soul,
blues. Yeah,
a little bit of everything.
Also jamming at the end.
Maybe.
Okay. The event, the first event, is gonna be next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Visitor center.
8 p.m.
Uh-huh. And in the case of rain, you guys said you were working on a backup plan?
Yeah, I think Rolf is trying to get either the Unit Pavilion or Kripa as a backup venue in case of rain. But this time of the year, kind of weather can be a bit iffy, you know.
So the concert is going to happen anyhow, or the jazz cafe?
You bet.
Yeah, yeah.
So why Red Cat? Who is Red Cat? Because it's written on the poster, Red Cat Jazz Cafe. Who is Red Cat?
It's a good question. We'll find out, I guess,
we'll
all of us.
I'll let you know.
What?
Red Cat.
Red Cat?
Yeah, because it's a red cat and it's also written Red
Cat.
Oh,
the symbol.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, but I don't like it. I like it already.
Yeah, it's nice, but you guys don't know where it's from.
I actually have no idea.
Nah, that's a joke.
No, completely serious.
So who designed the poster?
The poster was designed by Susanna.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw it on the poster and I liked it, you know. Nice colors, you know.
Yeah, the colors are nice, really warm and inviting, no?
Absolutely, yeah.
But simple. Otherwise, you are a friend of Oroville. You've been in Oroville 20 years back, yeah? And you keep returning.
We come every year.
Home away from home.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah.
And for those who might still don't know you, we can say that you are our Oroville Radio big supporter and donor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we appreciate it because usually that comes in the time when it's dead dry. Also, the word somebody sometimes said, okay, cool, you did something good, you know. It's it means a lot, no?
What I have is oral views anyway, so.
What do you do back in States?
I used to work for the government, now I'm retired.
For the government, and you're a musician? And you?
Yeah, I'm a musician part-time.
Hmm.
Well, I just graduated high school, so.
In the music field or anything else?
I will just normal, like, 12th grade, so now I'm hopefully going to go to music school around here, so.
Hmm. You will go what?
To music school around here.
There's a music, jazz, that one, close to Mahavishnupuram.
That's the one I was checking out, actually, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, hopefully I'm going to go there. I visited about 2 years back.
Hmm.
But it's really nice, beautiful place.
You got a horror in the shape of piano, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The site is very beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic. You've been there, right?
I haven't been there. I've seen the pictures, but I've been in Mahavishnupuram, so I can imagine. I mean, it's like really, the part is beautiful, no?
Yeah. For sure.
It's like a whole town designed for that, you know?
It's just for that, yeah.
Yeah.
And also the faculty is impressive somehow.
Absolutely.
There's some concert we heard. Here and then somebody comes from there.
Yeah, we saw a while back someone called Natalie Jones.
Yeah,
she played in Solitude. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
A bunch of students. Fantastic.
Just recently we heard the concert in Adi Shakti. Thank you for today. See you on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Saturday 22nd, Oroville. Be there.
8 p.m. Visit the center.
8 p.m. Visit the center. In case of rain, hopefully either Kripa or Unit Pavilion.
Somewhere, definitely.
Somewhere. Take care. Thank you.
Within the Peace Month, from 21st of September until 21st of October, on Saturday 22nd, October, early morning, around 6:30 a.m., it would be 1 hour peace walk. The youth link they have and a team youth from Sanjeevi Nagar, Kotakarai, Eden Chavanadi, Kulaipalayam, Bumapalayam and Oroville who are willing to lead this walk. And they are still working out on the details like security, permissions, refreshments, decorations, first aid kits, timing details and so forth. So the official poster announcement will be shared with all of us as soon as these aspects are cleared. The plan is to walk from Oroville Visitor Center down the tar road to the beach for a celebrative ceremony early morning with some finger food at the end. They're trying to see how arrange a few van or buses to bring people back. So you can join, as individual you can walk with them. Or you can also make, if you feel inclined, make a contribution to cover refreshments and transport costs on 251048 Youth Link. And as a unit or organization, you can add your name, because the posters will be displayed with all the names of our non-Orville organization, units, project groups that support, welcome, and encourage this work. Anyhow, tomorrow is going to be a busy day because between 10 a.m. to 12, Sustainable Livelihood Institute presenting lecture on Tamil culture, a cartoon raised. Then within Bhavishyate talks in Sri Aurobindo Center of Studies, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, India Past, Present and Future Challenges. This session will be by Professor S. Swaminathan, with the topic Indian painting tradition, Ajanta to modern times. These are informal dialogues, discussions, and everyone is welcome to participate. And sessions are held in the new building behind the auditorium on first floor. Pod's Joy of Learning team announcing for tomorrow, Tuesday 18, between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Sire, Oroville and beyond, exploring Oroville's bioregional activities. How does Oroville's engagement in the bioregion affect the life of nearby villages? How does it affect our own life? Who is involved and how? What impact does it have or has it had? What are the perceptions of those living in the neighboring villages of purpose and role of Oroville? These and many other questions will be addressed in this session of Joy of Learning in the theme of Outreach. The Oroville Badminton Club is conducting an international badminton tournament on 21st and 22nd of October, which is Friday and Saturday, with age categories for boys between 8 to 12, then 13 to 15, and 16 to 18. And for the girls, 8 to 12, 13 to 16, and 17 and above. Those who are eligible and interested to participate in this event, you should contact Balaji on 98436007 01 or Sander on 94892140 20. The matches will be conducted at New Creation on 21st from 5 p.m. onwards and on 22nd from 6 a.m. onwards. The registration will be closed at 5 p.m. on 19th of October. And they're also saying you need to bring your partner and get your own badminton racket for the tournament. Satya Special School is organizing a workshop on accessible Puducherry, a step towards an inclusion on 21st of October at Convention Center in Pondicherry University. And the objectives of these workshops are create awareness on accessibility among various stakeholders, current status on accessibility in Puducherry, roadmap towards an inclusive Puducherry. So the workshop would be held on 21st, as we said, in Puducherry University. And there are many interesting talks, starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, all day long, until evening, amongst others. Also, our accessibility will be presented at 11 a.m. Accessible Oral. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was Screen Sri Aurobindo's The Mother, Part 1, Chapter 1 to 5. And in Cinema Paradiso, Film Fest on the Restorative Circles is going on, and there would be film screening every day, one at 4 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. the whole week. So on Monday at 4 p.m. we will see On the Path of Forgiveness, made in South Africa in 2007 by director Jean Fury and Letlapa Mahfele. At 8 p.m. 5 Minutes of Heaven, made in Ireland in 2009 by director Oliver Hirschberg. On Tuesday at 4 p.m. Amish Grace, made in USA in 2010 and directed by Greg Champion. At 8 p.m. Unforgiven, made in Germany in 2014, directed by Lucas Agustin. On Wednesday at 4 p.m. If You We Loved You So Long, made in France in 2008 by writer and director Philippe Claudin. And at 8 p.m. Beyond Punishment, made in Germany in 2014 by director Hubertus Siegert. The whole week those would be screening of documentaries and feature films about restorative justice from around the world, based on true stories of pain and loss of connections. And they're saying that also the Town Hall City Center canteen will be open at that time. And the mother wrote, "If the growth of consciousness were considered the principal goal of life, many difficulties would find their solution." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orgelradio.org. I can't take it no more. Well, I would leave this town, but I ain't got nowhere else to go now. Wake up in the morning, more bad news than I. Sometimes I feel like I was born to lose. It's driving me out of my mind. Gonna catch the next train.